Make Your Life Into a Giving by Jaggi Vasudeva. Make your life into a giving. When I say a giving, it's not to be understood as an act. Giving as an act is a deception because, after all, what can you give? Everything that we have, including this body, we've taken from this planet. What we can give is only a paltry part of what we've taken. Giving as an act could be very deceptive and could turn ugly, but if your way of being is giving, and your actions are only a manifestation of that, when you open your heart to give, grace invariably seeps in. That's inevitable. It has been my fortune and privilege that at a very early age, I became witness to a certain state of giving, my great-grandmother, who lived to be 113 years of age. In the morning, if she was given breakfast, she would always go about giving away at least 2/3 of it to the ants, birds, and squirrels, particularly to the ants. People would say, "She's throwing all her food around. This old woman will die without eating." But they all died while she lived. There were many days where I saw her with a little bit of breakfast that was left on her plate. She would simply sit there watching the ants eat. Tears would be streaking down her cheeks. And when somebody asked, "Won't you eat?" she would say, "I'm full. I'm already full." It was many years later that I realized her way of transacting with the world. If the ants ate, she was being nourished. A logical mind would never understand this, but it was this nourishment which gave her an extraordinary longevity. Each of us can also make every act and every breath into a process of giving. Seeing how we contribute to everything around us, no matter what we're doing. In just 24 hours, we will be so rich that the experience of life, the beauty of life, will set a glow on our face because that is the only way life functions. The whole process of life is a giving. It's a transaction. In every giving, there is a taking. We are taking more than we're giving. But in your mind, just ignore the taking. You just keep giving because you don't have to take. It will be pushed into you. There was a man who cleared 100 acres of forest and made it into a farmland. His two sons helped him and they became prosperous. When the man was dying, he called his two sons and told them that the land should never be divided, but the produce should be taken equally, 50%, by each son. Accordingly, they went by their father's word. One of the brothers got married and had 5 children. The other one never got married. Life went on and they each took 50%. One day, a thought entered the mind of the brother who had a wife and 5 children. "I'm getting 50%. My brother's also getting 50%. But I have a wife and 5 children, while my brother has nobody. When he gets old, who will take care of him? He should have a little more than me because I have the wealth of my children. But he's too proud, he won't take it from me." So in the dark of the night, he carried a bag full of grain quietly and walked into his brother's store, dropped this bag, and walked back. Whenever he could, he went on doing this. The same thought also entered his brother's mind. He thought, "I'm alone, my brother has 5 children to feed, and I'm getting 50%, but if I give him extra, he won't take it." So he started doing the same thing at night. This went on for many years, and both of them never noticed. One night, both of the brothers, carrying sacks of grain in secrecy, walked towards each other's storehouse and came face to face. Suddenly, they realized what was happening.